Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the book of James, chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 in the New English Translation. And do you mind if I just say I'm so grateful for you? Thank you for taking the time every single day to listen to a prayer, to hear some scripture. This shows that you have a heart after Jesus, and my prayer for you is that you will experience His presence today, His favor, His love. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will not run out on you, even when you feel like running out on yourself. He is consistent, and He loves you. So here's our verses for today in a New English Translation. Is anyone among you ill? He should summon the elders of the church, and they should pray for him, and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this very practical part of James. And actually, James is so practical throughout the whole thing. We're supposed to love people. We're supposed to let our yes be yes and our no be no, as we've prayed recently. And treat people with respect and kindness, no matter what station that they're in. And here we have some advice about prayer. So Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for teaching us that it is important that we pray, and giving us some guidelines. So Lord, I pray for those who are sick. And I know as a wife of a husband who is an elder in a big church here in Texas, he often does this. The elders will spend time with people, and they will actually anoint them with oil, those who are sick, and pray for them. And even recently, my husband was able to see one of those people they prayed for had a significant change toward the better afterwards. And so Lord, thank you so much that you've provided your body of Christ to come alongside those who are hurting, those who are sick, to anoint them with oil. And I pray for those who are sick today. I don't have the office of elder, nor do I have anointing oil that can travel through the podcast realm, but I sure can pray. And I do pray for those who are sick, that you would grow them through the suffering, that you would be with them in the midst of it, that you would heal. We trust you. We believe that you are powerful enough to heal. You are the great physician. I know, Lord, that you don't always heal. I know that 100% of us die, so I know that disease will happen. But I also know that you are powerful enough. As I watched you on earth, Jesus, when you interacted with lepers and interacted with people, the woman with the issue of blood for so many years, you healed her instantly. Those who were blind, you touched them and their eyes, the scales fell from their eyes and they were healed. And so, Lord, I think so many times I lack the faith to believe that you can heal like that, those powerful, tremendous ways that you heal. So Lord, help us as we pray to have faith. Help us to believe that you are a rewarder of those who earnestly seek you. And help us to believe you're big enough to heal. Lord, thank you that you love those who are well and you love those who are sick. And you have a plan that maybe we don't understand, that you have a sovereign rule that maybe we don't get, or we don't see your plan maybe inevitably right now. But Lord, you do have a plan, and help us to walk in it, whether we feel great or we feel stress or we feel sick. Lord, we thank you too that you have forgiven our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is your heart, and that is what you do. And so we spend the rest of this time, or I spend the rest of this time we have together, confessing my sins. Lord, I confess that I don't always believe in your bigness. I confess that I far too much worry about what other people think. I confess that there are times where I become so preoccupied with a relational pain that I cannot let it go, and I rehash it over and over and over again. Lord, I fret about money, and I worry about where the money will come from, and I spend far too much time worrying about that. So please forgive me, and I know that that's even happened yesterday, so this is a fresh prayer. Forgive me for being prayerless, for trying to solve my problems without first going to you. Forgive me for ambition, selfish ambition, especially as one who writes words for the kingdom. It can get kind of tangled up in there. And so, Lord, forgive me for trying to get ahead or trying to climb the corporate ladder in my own strength and not surrendering it to you. Lord, we just thank you that as we confess our sins, you forgive us. And I thank you that in this moment, my friend who's listening today can take the next 5 minutes and confess their sins. It's just as simple as what I've just done, and you would forgive them. So thank you, Jesus, for your forgiving ways. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you'd like to help out the podcast, a couple things you can do. You can rate the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher with a little star rating. You could write a review, which is 1 to 2 sentences, super quick, just a little testimony about what God's been doing as you've been listening to this. You can also sponsor the podcast at patreon.com/prayeveryday. And you can get a free painting every month. You can get your name on the Wall of Fame, which shows every single day of the year on the marriedmuth.com. Also, I have a secret podcast for those of you who sponsor at the $20 level or more. So thank you so much to those of you who are sponsoring. And thank you just for listening. I'm so grateful for you. You are well loved by your Savior. Rest in that today.